Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Alex Maldonado, journalist and writer. And basically, we discussed the two books and the importance of them and all. When you think back of other things that you've done or the things that you've talked about, what are you most proud of, something that you think really had great implications for Puerto Rico?
Well, George, I've been blessed. I've been so lucky. You know, here's a Puerto Rican out of the South Bronx, comes to Puerto Rico and has a, 52-year career as a journalist, writing, and, you know, and all of that. But I also, you know, I got involved, for instance, with the Ford Foundation. This was after Reportero. They invited me to help create a foundation. It's called the Community Foundation, to try to get this, mostly the 936 corporations more involved in the community. And I went and I spoke to executives of 936, and I said, if the Ford Foundation, which obviously gives them credibility, that their money is not going to be wasted, you know, were to create a foundation in Puerto Rico, a community foundation, would you be willing to make a substantial? And yes, and they said yes. And we started the Community Foundation. It's called the Community Foundation.
Yeah, the Puerto Rico Community with Foundation,
With millions of dollars from four or five pharmaceutical companies. For them, it was good business. Because, you know, the 936 corporations, they were under attack from day one, that they were getting away with murder, you know, right. Corporate welfare. And the fact that they were putting money back into the community and really substantial amount of money. Right. So so I helped to create that. And that was, and I think it's going well, that's although going well. The 936 situation.
Without the funding they had, it's just like Fondos Unidos and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so that was.
But that's a great legacy. You were instrumental in creating and developing the Puerto Rico Community Foundation. So that's
almost full time on that. That's a number of years.
In terms of where Alex Maldonado is going, what projects do you have right now on the table or on the desk?
Well, I know where I'm going. I'm just getting older, you see.
Yeah, but you got to fight You got
to
fight it.
Well, I try to, you know, I'm retired. I'm going to be 80 this year. So I have a lot of freedom to do a lot of the things that I wanted to do all my life. I am working on two books. One, a compilation of columns, and another book, which I'm really hope that I can do, will be like the history of the San Juan Star, which was really an exceptionally good paper. You know, we won a Pulitzer Prize before we were 1 year old. That's incredible.
Right.
And it was a paper that, although small circulation because it wasn't English, it really had an impact. And I think it really raised the level of journalism. And there are some people, Dovillier, and mostly Andy Viglucci and Bill Kennedy, they deserve a lot of credit for what they did during those years. But George, look, I have, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of books here, which I've been buying all my life. And I said, at some point in life, esoteric books on physics, for instance, which I don't understand 90% of them, but I read them anyway, you know.
you gotta expand the mind.
I don't know.
Yeah. That's great.
And philosophy, which has always been my passion. Before I got into journalism, I was a serious student of philosophy of Heidegger, of all people, at New York University, you know, the so-called existentialist. And I became quite a fan, I am, of a Spanish philosopher who, because he wrote in Spanish, never has received the importance, which is Ortega y Gasset.
Seguro.
And, you know, Camus said, because this appears somewhere, that he was the greatest philosopher in Europe. And this comes from Camus, who was, famous and important.
Right.
You know, he didn't say Sartre was. And Ortega is another passion of mine. And, of course, I wouldn't dare write anything about them because I don't have any authority for that. but it's my interest and a lot of traveling. And, you know, my wife and I, we go to Europe a lot. She's from Spain, and we spend a lot of time in Salamanca, which is a beautiful little town. So, you know, we take cruises. So I've always felt that
you're happy. You're happy.
I've always felt that I've been blessed. I'm in good health and doing the things that actually, George, I've always done the things that I like to do, because I never thought that journalism was a job. To me, it was fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Something I could do, came out well, it was easy for me.
Well, I have a little bit of a challenge for your suggestion, you know, listening. And we haven't been able to really go in because we spent about, you know, half an hour on it. But the story of your parents and how they depict that whole movement of the Puerto Rican migrant in the 40s and the 30s and the 50s and you know, going and getting out of poverty, and then what they ended up doing and how they ended up doing. The memoir of your family and of you growing up would be, a fascinating thing, not only because of the family, but as I say, it's an example of many, many families. How about that?
Well, if I do write the book about the San Juan Star, there'll be some biography there, how I got into it.
Yeah, where you came from.
But you know, George, you're absolutely right. The story of the Puerto Rican migration, story of like my parents that came up with no education. My mother, you know, never went to school, not one day. And she comes up, works. They have two sons. Both of them have successful careers. My older brother had a very good career at IBM, a nice company to work for. And he, big family. So that's a great story. And if you were to ask me what's the key, well, hard work. We were never dependent on welfare. This really reactionary idea that you earn it, that you work and you make the money. My parents were never into welfare, although they were very poor. And they never felt they were victims. Hey, if you were a Puerto Rican in New York in the 50s and so forth, and I lived in this Deep South before civil rights. So I saw Jim Crow. You know, I saw that. We never felt that we were victims. Yeah, we always felt that we had opportunity, that it depended on us, on what you did yourself, that your life, if you have freedom, and if you don't have freedom, then forget it. But if you have a system of freedom, your life fundamentally depends on you. There are going to be people that don't like you, because you're Puerto Rican, or because you're dark, or you're black, or you're white, or whatever. Fine, great. But don't feel that you're a victim. Yeah. And my parents never felt they were victims, and they were always so positive. And that, to me, that was the key.
Well, that's, I think with that note, man, that's, you can't end the program better than that. So thank you, Alex. And I think, you know, like I often do, my listeners, congratulate you for your life and your accomplishments. So I hope, listeners, you're with me next week. As I usually say, I hope you have a nice week with not too much stress, that you're able to resolve your conflicts. Take care. God bless you.
Thank you for joining our Business Resolutions discussion with Jorge Gonzalez. You're invited to join Jorge and his guest each week at 8:06 Saturday morning, 2:06 Monday afternoon, and 6:06 Friday evening.